Blog Talk Radio.
We rock and don't stop. Whether it's the super catch or vandalistic, get the anecdotes and visual fingers, touch or bang. This is the way we get our kick. We're qualifying, rectifying, rocking till the day we're dying. Every time you hear me crying, we'll be here with no denying.
We hold our honor and our pride.
Let's take the steps to get beside and now move to fill.
We're gonna take it for a ride.
Before we rockin', that's some fun. Let's just do this one by one.
I'm Spencer K, I'm on the play. I rock across the USA.
And take some time, I rock your mind and do good to you every time.
Remember me and Fimo D, the man and that's your T.O.P.
I'm Spoonie G and you can see I rock the West Side G. And at the end you will agree, nobody rock the mic like me.
But Spencer K, since I'm on D, you had us up with Legal 3.
And on the mic, we turn it out, your latest mic without a doubt.
And if you don't believe it, shoot it. Check out how we rock for you.
And if you don't believe it, you just check out how we rock for you.
And if you don't believe it, you just check out how we rock for you.
Do it!
Go to 3 and see that never freeze it, rock it on that beat.
That girl is pearl, I shot the world's booty G. Attractive girl.
We cool, we calm, and have the jungle lady say with me no harm.
B-O-O-N-Y-G S-B-E-C-I-A-L-K The S-U-N-S-H-N-E
Mo D, all the way, y'all.
To the south, to the west, to the east, to the north.
Come on, Mo D,
they go off, they go off. Well, I can shock you and amaze you, then I hit you, then I take you. Either way, I'm gonna face you, but I never ever praise you, cause that is your own behavior, and I cause it still our favor. And since you're on the docket, you can choose your favorite flavor. If you don't know what's the matter, we can serve you on a platter. And pour your delight, but we can add a little batter. To the south, to the west, to the east, to the north. Come on, special K, and go off, go off.
Cause we're a top organization, and we're here to rock the nation. We need to operate to perform the devastation. Have to swing and have to swaying. On the mic, and I'll be saying, no more joking, no more playing. We rock with no delaying. From the south, to the west, to the east, to the north. Come on, sunshine, go off, and go off. Say, rag, tag, garbage bag, other MCs throw their hat with no permission. They all listen, get their vibes, and they go pitch it to the bottom of the pile. The fire pops, no matter how a party goes, though we rock so they can stay all on a job. From the south, to the west, to the east, to the north. Come on, no D, go off, go off.
And to the D, A, N, O, B. Well, they don't be it, that's the C-O-P, the superstar. And you can see the slicker, quicker, magic trick. I'm on the mix, and know me quicker. In it, and the magic trick, there's no me quicker. On the mix, no rock, the name of the superstar. The young lady, from near or far. Or whether you're a high class, a rap, a bourgeois. Whether you live close or you live far. Or whether bus, by train, or even car. You better come and check out the superstar. It's Dana B, BJ for me. You say, cause my presentation, when I'm in the nation, cause a total fascination and a total jubilation. With your cooperation and your participation, don't give no complications. Check out acceleration, talking fast in every second of the MC. Now I reckon you will wanna fight you. Sit back, listen what you do. Get your pen, paper, the pad. You listen to me like I was your dad. Gonna write the rhyme down, the rhyme galore. Better tally it up like it was a score. And when it comes to the fly, cause all the things you were taught, you see a pretty young lady, fuck a second thought. Because the face is on, but the body ain't so hot. Now maybe you should have her, or maybe not. Well, if you rather have her, but you got me news upon a vendor. Wanna hurt the thinking, just a freak, the way that you can reach your feet. Want a girl to compensate and make her better headed straight. But when she don't participate, the other girl is not to leave. Think of life because you're blue, think about it, what you do. Think about it like a man, and someday you will understand. Sex, sex, sex is the law, law, law. When a guy gets a girl on the floor, floor, floor. He thinks it's information, it's a her communication. If a person information, try the board of education. The Army, the Navy, United States Nation. Let's rock, y'all, and don't stop. And keep on, and shock the house.
Because we rock, non-stop, 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 because we rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got MC Shan and Molly Marl in the house tonight. They just came from off tour, and they want to tell you a little story about where they come from.
You love to hear the story, again and again, of how it all got started way back when. The monument is right in your face, sit and listen for a while to the name of the place.
The Bridge.
Hip-hop was set out in the dark. They used to do it out in the park. Every place they said his name, it rang in along. Otherwise known as Mean T. Tom. A brother who's known for his rap, Jabby Jack. Larry Ladd, third, least not last. A cool brother by the name of Gas. These brothers made you get loose. They was down with a brother called Cousin Bruce. They used to jam in the center. You had to pay so you could enter. Go to the door, get frisked, just in order to get in. And if you wasn't from this town, then you couldn't fight and win. But every time they had a jam, they couldn't get no peace. So that's why the jams out there in the park, they had to see, cause you was in
the Bridge. 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 The Bridge.
get your ass at bet to run, cause you're in
the break.
With the flip, I send see ya down with the sound called BDP. If you want
to join a crew or you must see me. You can't sound like Shan or the one Marley. Cause Shan and Marley Marlin, my rhyming like the gay. Picking up the mic, man, them don't know what to say. Saying hip hop started out in Queensbridge. Saying lines like that, man, you know them countless. So tell them again, me come to tell them again. Wah! Tell them again, me come to tell them again. Tell them again, me come to tell them again. Wah! Tell them again, me come to tell them. Manhattan keeps on making it, Brooklyn keeps on taking it, Bronx keeps creating it, and Queens keeps on faking it.
I live in Queens and I love eating chicken and a ghosted heart. For so long, her heart was a ghost town. The only occupant was the sound of wind, so strong that hope couldn't even take up residence. You see her scars, but you weren't there when she got cut. And though you understand pain, you'll never know how much healing it took. She bears those scars because her love has always been higher than her ego. And her understanding and consideration for feelings are greater than any conflict that may ensue. The emotional bond she'll form with you will never allow for a fight to survive more than a few minutes, because the peace and love and harmony of her spirit will always end it with being in each other's arms. She brings so much intimacy, honesty, freedom, and respect for personal space. Jealousy and a third party are non-existent. She treasures and treats your heart like her own. So she ties your shoes not only because she doesn't want you falling for another, but because she cares. That's that piece.
Try me. The ink in my pen may be empty, but my mind has a full clip. Try me. Beg me to body you with my mental bars that will cut you deep and leave you with scars. My verbs should be labeled as controlled substances, because you will need a prescription to be considered a noun with side effect chances. I never used my ink to commit a crime. My mental has already buried you in my rhyme. When my pen runs dry, I have to grab another just to help manifest yet some other significant way to scribe about your limited ability to stay reloaded. Not my mind, I never need to reload it. Just keep filling it with carnivorous thoughts about erasing you from the universe. However, I need you to keep hating, because you're really skating on ice so thin, frostbite is afraid to set in. So be careful where you tread, don't be misled by your arrogant line of thinking that reeks and smells of doo-doo that's stinking. When I spit venom, it's like hot lava burning your cerebellum, so you can become stagnant as I climb the ladder of verbal onslaughts, but you still stagnant, remembering that you're coming for a poetic beast. Now I'm ready to feast with more verbal metaphors, leaving you bleeding out on the floor, because I done took a bite out of crime. My clip's not empty, but this time I'm going to give it to you while you're still trying to figure out who shot you. And the poet screaming, eat him up, be chill. Eat him up, be chill. I've been ready to separate the weak. Every day of the week, my mic stays smoking, my pen stays leaking, because this drip just might leave you soaking wet, covered in your own blood. So don't forget that my ink may be empty, but my mind has a full clip. Try me.
My black is fly. My black is fly. Hallelujah. I'm your poetical preacher, Shana Narbosa. He drove a blue Honda, Lord mercy, trying to find some here on earth, but there appears to be none. So I fly. I keep pushing, cause here in these streets you either do or die, nigga. Live or die, nigga. Black on black by other niggas trying to get by, or hands up crucified by them black on blue niggas waving a badge like it's a license to kill a nigga. 50 plus, I'm a end head fucker nigga. I'm black, black enough. Check the map and figure, my nigga. A lot of this here shit I won't publicize, cause I'm simply a smart nigga. I move in solo, totally able to evade the swatter. Black hot, black and fly, motherfucker. I'm black enough and my black is super fly. These streets are cold, boogie or booby trap if you don't know the code. Read this shit over, read this shit over, read this shit over. Check for the subliminals. I'm out. Wanted by the government because my ink is criminal, nigga.
school day is hard as hell. Battle anybody and I'll tell you tell. I excel, they all fell. Quarter crack fell, double L must rock the bell. And you stay New York City. Get up. Yeah, you've been waiting and debating for oh so long. Death starving like Marvin for a cool day song. If the crowd of thought of God, it definitely was wrong. It took a thought, cause I brought the creator along. Even now, he in love now with the cool J force. Specializing in the rhyme form of record, of course. I'm a tower full of power with rain in hell. Cut the yellow set the record with a finger of death. Rock the bell. No crap, I'm rhyming and forgot him with the gun on my lap. The bitch is ticking on me, sick because I like it that way. We big and special and a stepper. It's Baku J, the creator on a fader. My right hand man, we rock the best of Belly Walker. That's the name of the band. Rock the bell. Hey, yeah. I need y'all to come alive. And you say New York City.
Some girls are like you said, and some girls won't kill it.
Like I said, you're at the Soul Cafe. Douglas, y'all, and we doing a little old school tonight. Ha, you just heard from MC Shan, hey, the Boogie Down production, and shit, I forgot who the last song was by. Yeah, because I was busy taking my socks off. Hey, I want to bring in my partner in crime, the one and only Poetic. What it do?
What it do, baby, baby? Mixing and scratching is the name of the game. Mixing and scratching is the name of the game. Woo! Got my Kango on. I got my sweat, my Puma sweatsuits on with my blue suede Pumas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all ready to do some beatboxing tonight up in here? Yeah. Ah! Hey, yo, but did you say your blue suede shoes, bro?
Yeah, man, my blue suede Pumas, man, the blue suede Pumas. Come on, you know
okay,
what it is.
Okay, yeah, that fixed it up. Hey, hey, Poetic, man, you know you got to calm down, bro. your piece was kind of fire, bro. Yeah, you
thank you, bro. Like appreciate
one,
it, bro.
One part of the screen is singed a little bit up in there. You know what I'm saying? That was fire,
thank
bro.
You.
That was definitely
appreciate you, bro.
Some heat. You know, hey, no problem, man. Hey, look, what a way to start the program, man. Hey, what you want this week, bro? What you want? What you want? Percussion? What you doing?
Oh, man, nah, man. Nah, man. I'm on the turntables, man. I'm on the ones and twos.
Oh, you're on the ones and twos.
Skew. I'm on the ones and twos, bro.
Yo, bro. Yo. You got to warn somebody. I wasn't ready, bro. Yo, that's gonna make it tougher for somebody else, bro. I'm all right though. I'm on vocals. That's all I gotta do. You know, I'm on vocals. All right, so let's bring in the one and only La Perla Negra. What it do, mamicita?
Yo,
que tu hace?
Yo,
baby.
Bien, me too.
Ah, mami, yo. Que tu hace? What's going on, La Perla?
I'm good, I'm good. Y'all are killing it up in here. Yeah, man, you just brought the fire tonight.
I mean,
man.
You
appreciate you brought the fire too. For real, brought that fire, though. I
yes,
was like, you know, I was ducking, making sure I ain't get hit by some of that.
Yo, and the music, oh man, I remember my TI and my Shell Top Adidas. Oh my God, guys.
Yeah, kind of teach your back, don't it, y'all? Don't it teach your back a little bit up in there?
How come I never seen
man.
You at U.S. Skate? I ain't never seen you up here in USA Skates. Why?
I was at Carmen's, or I was down
69th
Street at the other skating rink down there. Yeah, we didn't head over that part of town.
I'm a Northeast girl, so I was up there in USA Skates. So that's all right. It's all good. I went to Carmen's a couple of times. That's what's up, though.
Yeah.
Man, that's what's up. Y'all
hey,
killed tonight.
Hey, did you check out Poetic on the ones and twos?
I did. Oh, he's on the wheels himself. That's what's up. I can't keep up. I cannot keep up.
Hey, before we get started, hey, we want to shout out Miss Essentially, y'all need who's holding down the event page, y'all. We need y'all to go over there and holler at her. Put some messages up in there. Let us know what's going on, how you feel about the old school hip-hop and everything jumping off. Shout out once again to Essentially Shawnee. A special shout out to Miss T. LaShelle, baby, baby. I hope you got some rest. She had to take a break, y'all. You know, she promotes and she just does a great job doing it. So shout out to those two ladies. Shout out to the rest of Epiphany Radio. I don't want to say all the names because I'm old and I might forget somebody and people got feelings. You know what I'm saying, y'all? You know what I'm talking about. So, hey, tonight we're doing some old school, y'all. We're about to get into some poetry. The first half of this program is dedicated to open mic, so do what you like. Bring what you like. The second half, we're going to pick up our pens, and we are definitely going to pick up our pens tonight. And I hope that you guys finna join us in doing so. You feel me?
Feel you, bro.
That's what I'm talking about. So I'm looking forward to that. Hey, that was some fire spit from the both of y'all. I like that. Did y'all get that? Did y'all pick that up?
Oh, we got that.
Okay, but y'all, it was a little slow, though. It was a little slow. Hey, so listen, poets. Get your hands up by pressing one. Get your hands up by pressing one. I see y'all out there. Some of y'all are really hype. I can tell. Ooh, it's a lot of y'all MFers out there. If I can use that. I never call people MFers like that. But I mean it with all the most love. And I can't wait to hear what you got, y'all. But we're going to come right back to you right after this.
needs to be heard. Doug, I was going downtown.
Perfect.
Word. All alone, no one to be with. Stepped on the D train at 205th. I saw a pretty girl.
So
I sat beside her. Then she went real like she was Tony the Tiger. I said, hold on, there's been a mistake. Honey, my name's Slick Rick, not Frosty Flake.
Oh, golly, why?
So she was raised in hell. She said, oh, my name is Maggie, but call me Michelle. Bust a move, we show improve. Hey, yo, Doug, do that record jam on the groove.
Welcome back to the Soul Cafe. We're doing things old school on this night, y'all. Poetry, spoken word, and some old school hip-hop. Or should we say rap? I don't know. And by the way, that song that I forgot to yell out earlier up, that cut I meant, was Rock the Bell. And that was done by Black Thought and Eminem, y'all. Black Thought and Eminem. It was a tribute to the one and only great LL Cool J. Boom, bam. La Perla Negra, poetic. What it do?
Yeah,
what it
man. Do, what it
do, baby,
do?
Baby.
What it do? What it do? Miss Pearly, would you mind taking your socks off and telling the people what number to use to call in and what they need to do to get up in here?
Oh, no doubt. Phone number is 319-527-6300. Make sure y'all press 1.
And we'll get you right up in here, baby, baby. Hey, we ready.
Yeah,
we ready to go to the lines. You know what I'm saying, Poetic?
Oh, yeah, bro. So ready.
First up on the mic, y'all, was here before they put the bricks to the building, is the one and only Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Let's get it. What it do?
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
What's going on,
brother?
What's up, baby?
Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. How y'all doing? What's happening?
Hey,
good,
Joe. What's up?
What's going on, everybody?
How you feeling tonight, broski?
Oh, man, good, man. Y'all been, like, jamming, man. Shit.
Yeah, they killing it tonight.
Kumo it's a
season.
Block
oh,
party,
man.
Bro.
No, man. Yeah.
Yeah, we got something for y'all tonight. Thank you, brother. We got a little something for y'all tonight. Get your little hype up and everything. And I know you're going to participate in picking up your pen. I know that's right. Since you got a clean slate up in here. No cheating tonight, Joe. No cheating tonight.
I'm not going to cheat, brother. I'm not going to cheat.
You going to mess up a little bit, Joe?
Man, that's all that proof, man. Come on.
He said, not going to happen.
Right. I'm going to call you a cheater if you don't mess up a little bit, bro. Y'all better follow Joe, or I'm going to call y'all a cheater. Hey, man, look, we just played. We just, Joe know that it's only a compliment. And if I say you cheating up in here doing picking up your pen, that's a compliment. Right. You know what I'm saying? So take it like that, absolutely, y'all. But yeah. I do. I'm honest with poets up in on this program. I'm honest with y'all because we here to sharpen each other's pen. So if your piece ain't all like that, you know what I mean? You know, I ain't going to say nothing rude or nothing like that, but, you know, we'll discuss that. A little bit nervous, are you? Don't be. We had fun. Look, as dope as Joe is, you know what I'm saying? He's been in the penalty box for a couple of weeks. You know what I mean?
Right.
I hate saying that because people take it the wrong way, but Joe understands. As long as you understand, Joe.
I'm thinking, you know, Van Mel, that host bit, man. I think Van Mel is going to get the duck at least 3 points for that.
I'm just saying. Yeah. You know, he's had his cheating. He's had his cheating reign up in here for a while now. He's held the championship for that for a minute. And Miss Pearly had her time as well. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to hearing
that.
So.
I appreciate that, Joe. I appreciate that, man.
I ain't never never cheated.
Hey, well, look. We done busted up enough up in here. It's time to hear what this brother got going on. Bro, I'm going to just simply say this to you. The mic is yours.
Okay. This is a dedication piece to, you know, dear friend of mine, Cuddles. I know you're out there. I don't know your time zone, so let's call this 6 p.m. Cuddle. As we cuddled and snuggled on a big comfy couch, Lifetime Channel and the commercials ramble on. We don't hear a thing besides heavy breathing. Our tangled arms clasp as we're warm with passion, catching silent requests from the ridges of frigidness, meshed together, tarred and feathered, stuck like glue, just me and you, rather you and me. The movie's back on and we stop as if caught by prying parents. It's quite apparent we are alone, and I'm thinking, baby, where's the popcorn? She wanted good and plenty, as I had mine without any. We feasted on our snacks. I laid back with her head on my shoulder. I held her tenderly. She fed me a crumb. Salty and buttery, I take her hand and kiss her fingers. The flavors lingered for a popcorn kiss. The movie we missed. Commercials, and passion rehearsals. We settle down once more. Watching in silence as the movie progresses, we rest as we're into it. Scenes bring tears to the kitchen. I got sent to it, and my lady wants ice cream. It helps when she's crying. Me, I'm not minding, because this time with her is binding. We are cuddling, huddling and whisper. I want nothing more than your back on my chest. I live to inhale the fragrance of your body, your scent I don't know yet. I want to get familiar. That one day a pillow where you once laid becomes a comfort. Let me feel the movement of your life. Tuck my leg in between yours, hear my voice in your ear. Feel my gentle kiss upon the nape of your neck. Fetal position as you listen to my poetry reading, and heavy breathing as we tasted the sweetness of dueling tongues. Cuddle, snuggle, nuzzle your body into mine. Make us one as our flesh resists all temptation. We embrace for the sheer comfort of love. Close your eyes and be nurtured in my strength. As I'm nurtured with your softness, our breaths are in sync as we sink deeper into rest. Let us watch the shadows dance to the flicker of a candle's flame. The fireplace log will do just the same. I just want to hold you and say your name over and over till the sun comes over the horizon. And as we're rising from the whole of us, under covers as cuddlers, let us remind ourselves we are more than physical lovers. That's my piece. Thank you.
Yo, La Perla Negra.
Oh, my goodness. popcorn kisses, cuddle and snuggle, the scents you don't know you want to get familiar. You just embrace for the sheer comfort of love. My Lord. You got me swooning over here. Oh, that was beautiful.
Appreciate that. Like I said, that was a dedication to cuddles, and she knows who she is.
That's what's up, lucky girl. Oh.
Man, Joe the Verbal Mind Dance. Man, this piece had that sneaky movie driving type feel as teenagers going out on a date, trying to figure things out. And then when you start talking about popcorn kisses, man, I was in my new edition mode. Popcorn love. Popcorn love. You know, man. This piece was very, very sensual and romantic, man. And I dug the story within it. Man, dope piece, Joe. Dope piece. For real, the poet.
Appreciate that poetic.
Yo. Let's remind ourselves that we are more than just lovers. Confident love nurtured with your confidence, a fireplace log will do just the same. Man, bro, it was a little bit of hint of sappiness up in there, a little bit of romance, a little bit of ecstasy in there. That was a dope dedication piece, I may say so, my bro. Very dope, man. I got caught up in your wizardry, so I forgot to hold on to certain phrases up in there, because like I said, I was caught up in your wizardry, man. That was dope, bro. What can you say, man? You're the verbal mind dancer. What the hell, you know?
I appreciate it, bro.
What the hell? What am I supposed to say?
What the hell?
Sound like that jumper opens the levers, man. What the hell?
Yeah, what am I supposed to say? You know, hey man, look.
Yo,
you come in here cheating and shit. Yo, but now I ain't gonna call eyes on me. I don't wanna say that. I ain't gonna start. I'm trying to hold it in. hey, but what a way to start the program off. Let me say that, man. I like that. I hope you call in first every time. All right? Because that was dope, bro. That was dope. I loved it, man. Hey, so look, man, we ain't going to hold you, man. We're going to keep it moving so we can get to that point in the program where I get, where I'm allowed to call people out on they cheating. So you know what I'm saying? So hold tight, my brother. We dug that piece most definitely, man. And we're going to sit you back there on the chair of what, y'all?
You supposed to name it tonight, bro. It's your turn.
Yeah,
tonight.
It's not my turn. You ain't like what
chair,
I named it last time.
The chair of Knob Creek.
Of what?
Knob Creek.
All right, we're going to let the first caller name the chair tonight. Well, you sit back there on the chair you just made, my brother. And if the shoe fits, wear it. baby.
All right, brother.
One love, brother. I'm going to have to repeat it so that I can remember it. The chair of what? Knob's Creek? Is that it? The chair of Knob's Creek? That's hard to say.
That's what it
is. Easy to say.
Knob's Creek.
Okay, we're going to call it the chair of Knob's Creek. Okay. Mm-hmm. I can't even stop my brain long enough to try to formulate what that means. But
I can.
We're going to go to the next call. I know,
because
you have this ingrained in you to understand that. So we ain't going to get into that right now, though. I'm a church boy, so I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go to our next caller, which that was yesterday. I'm talking about today. The next caller might understand that. The next caller, the host, one half host. Hey, what did I say last week? Half a host of the love zone. Half a host of the love zone. I'll get it right one day. The one and only Miss VIP. What it do, Miss VIP?
Hello, darling. What it do? Hey,
Hello.
Diva. Hey, Diva. Hey, Poetic.
Amen.
And my baby Diva in the background.
Yeah. So, Miss VIP, have you been grooving to the music? Have you been jitterbugging?
My goodness. Took me back a little bit. Okay.
Jitterbug. Took you back to when a time during a time when you can move. When you can move. When we could move.
A little
when the ankles wasn't
so
achy.
Faster, okay.
Yeah, you get tired now. We get tired now. But we know how to bob our head. Long as you can still bob your head to it, it's all good. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Good. You can bounce.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes. So, my love, we're going to pass the mic to you and allow you to do what it is that you like, all right?
All right.
The mic is yours.
Baby, let's talk. Don't cringe. I want to tell you how much you mean to me, how much I appreciate you. I thank you so much for your support. I love you. See, you don't know how much I need you to be my strength, my backbone, my home. Can you comprehend my love? I am not pretentious, nor am I a narcissist. I'm so euphoric when I'm treasured. I want your arms only around me, your lips on mine. You took my apprehension and changed it to courage due to taking one last chance to care for you, support you, love you. I find loving you exceptional, amazing. I'm cherished, respected. I shine like a diamond when you smile at me, kiss my forehead and my spirit lightens. So, baby, I love you and thank you. And that's that piece.
Yo. Yeah. La Perla Negra.
That was beautiful. I was in here just picturing you sitting there. You know, I see you sitting, a guy sitting in a chair, and you come sit down next to him on the arm of the chair. And you just lean in, and you're just taking your fingers and rubbing his head and just telling these words to him. That was beautiful. That was really, really
thank you.
Beautiful. Go ahead and chance it. Go on, girl. Pull at it.
Man, I need you to do me a personal favor, all right?
And what's that? What is that?
When I do finally decide to be with somebody, I need you to teach them how to say you need me, like you said in that piece.
You understand?
Oh, my. Oh.
Because, listen. That was some sexy stuff. I was, like, stuck, like, right there. Like, baby, you need me? You need me?
Oh, my.
What you need? What you need? You said you need me to rob a bank?
Oh.
Okay, I'll be right back. What you need?
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, I need you to teach those kind of classes because your piece was amazing. It was beautiful. But the way you spit it, whew, my God. Yeah, I need you to teach some classes. You know, I'm gonna need you to teach some classes. It's okay.
Oh my. Well, you
yes,
know what?
Girl.
You know how men, like, when they say, baby, let's talk, and like, oh, God, here it comes. So I decided to switch up this time and tell them how much I need them.
Yeah. Girl. We like that. For real, the poet. Take this before I say something I shouldn't on air. Take this.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm trying to get my my bloomers back on. Okay. Hey, I was trapped in her cocoon of deception. She was like, hey, baby, let's talk. I want to tell you how much you mean to me. My strength, my backbone, your lips on mine. Loving you is amazing, she said. Kiss my forehead for real. Come over here and lay it on me with your bald head. I swear that's what she said. Oh, it was so sensual. She was talking to me. She wrote that piece. That's for me. And
she wrote that for you.
Okay. I thank you. And I thank you for thinking of me. That was beautiful, Diva. That was so beautiful, Diva. I love
thank
the part,
you.
Especially the part where you ended it with kiss my forehead for real. Come on over here and lay it on now with your bald head.
You had some pieces.
Lay it on,
man. Okay.
She said, lay it on me. Lay it on me. Hey, Miss VIP, could you tell everyone what you got going on over there at the Love Zone this Wednesday?
Absolutely.
Lay it on me.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday night at 9 p.m., we have the Sexy Divas of Epiphany. We have Sexy, Sultry, and Zen. We are going to have our baby diva along with us on Wednesday evening, and it is going to be amazing. So when the poets call in, they're going to let us know whether they're going to spit sexy, sultry, or zen.
Yeah.
And then, baby love, Friday night, it's express your vibe. Don't go into character. Just come on in and say what you feel. Express your vibe. Because I'm going to express my
Express your vibe.
I'm available.
Yes.
Friday night, express your vibe. Right. Y'all hear that?
Yes.
Y'all come on over. Y'all come on over Wednesday.
I'm available. I can be like, yeah.
I can't.
Is it real, Flash? Is it real? Hey. Well, look, Miss VIP, Miss V to the I to the P, we're going to sit you back there on the chair of Knobs Creek.
Wow.
I think I got it right. So you just sit on down and spin on it.
Oh, oh my
I think.
No, he didn't.
I think I'm understanding what it means. I don't really know what it means, so if it's inappropriate, my apologies. But
you really
have yourself
don't
a seat.
Know, huh?
Take your shoes off. And make sure you come back now here.
But can I ask her a question first? Can I ask her a question first? Who's hosting with you Friday night?
That's a good question. Poetic, are you hosting with me Friday night, or will that be my diva one more time?
I think
we can do it
together. I think
we can do it together.
Yeah, I think I'm available. I'm going to do voice. I think I'm available.
Okay, well we can do it together, or we could do it with the three. Or we could most definitely do it together.
Ooh,
three, so three.
Who got?
I mean, I can't tell you how, I cannot express to you how much I need you on Friday night.
Yes, hallelujah.
All right. Okay. Well, you know what I'm saying. You can make some reservations behind the scenes and take care of whatever that is. Yes, you know what I'm talking about. Baby, baby. All right, Miss VI.
All right, baby love.
Yeah. One love, baby love. Shalom.
One love. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shabang.
One love.
Yes. Ooh. Felt so good in the meantime. I got to hear a little bit of something, y'all. I got to go in a little bit, y'all. Y'all ain't ready for this one, y'all. I said y'all
no,
wasn't
didn't.
Ready.
No, y'all wasn't ready.
No. I'm a tease you with it. I'm a tease you with it all night long.
No. I got up for that. I was ready.
We gonna go to the next caller, everybody. That's right. And that's Sir Lawrence. What it do? Welcome to the Soul Cafe, my brethren. What it do?
What's going on, Mr. Maddox? What's happening,
hey,
sir?
Hey, my brethren.
Indeed, indeed. And to the host, LaPearl and Negra.
Hey, sir.
Hey, Brother Van.
What's up with you, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Good to hear you,
man,
my brother.
You know, it's always good to hear you, too, sir. Always.
Appreciate you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
For sure. For sure, man. We up in here cutting it up, man. Just having a good time. It's a good night for poetry. And, man, you know, nothing like old school all the time, to be honest
Check.
With you. And it just puts me in a certain way, man. It takes me black. It takes me black in the time. And, man, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know what? It's something about old school. Let me just say something real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching this award show. I'm not sure if it was an award show, but they had rappers on there, and they had hip-hop stars on there, okay? Now, hip-hop stars sat down, they brought out the rappers. And what I mean by rappers was the old-school brothers
right.
and sisters.
Right.
Dougie Fresh and all of them, and they was killing it on stage, and everybody in the audience was nobody sitting down, bro. You know, I don't know how many of you saw that show. I don't know what kind of, you know, but they had KRS-One and all those old heads rap, man. Back then it was like, and you could tell the energy was genuine, man. Everybody grooves off of that, man. That's the beginning of it all. Come on, now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it does something to me, man. I just love the beats. I love the good feel and the music. It was about at the party. It wasn't about shooting somebody up or how many keys you can sell or diamond rings or gold chains.
Exactly.
It was about that.
Okay.
Yeah,
it was about
splitting syllables for real.
That's that, right?
Yeah, it's
there.
About MCing.
Right,
it's about MCing or DJing. You know what I'm saying? It was about the party. So it feels good, man. It feels good, you know, and I hope you guys can feel that vibration as well. Yo, we done busted up enough, bro. We're going to let you do your thing. So I'm going to just pass the mic to you and simply say, hey, matter of fact, I'm going to simply let Miss Pearly say to you. What you going to say to her, Miss Pearly?
The mic is yours.
Perpetual. Why do we want to believe we all were slaves? A minority, a fraction of a man, the flavor of 1 month. Our own consciousness should chastise us. We believe in the street code, but accept any lie we are told. The lie that can't stand up to rigorous proof. How many names have we been in just one generation? Do we really want to know who we are? Why does the truth have to be proven while the lie gets a pass and a new suit? Is it because of the programming making it auto-repeat? If it's all true, why change the hue? When since the blonde-haired, blue-eyed pharaoh? If we were telling the story, what colors would we use? They come to us with, take the money. All we have to do is deny ourselves. We are God consciousness placed in front of ourselves, and we still don't know it. They see a polymer-backed commodity at a $40 million per melanated body, giving us two or three $1,400 checks and continue to meet every year to discuss the value of our melanin. Meanwhile, a 65-inch TV looks pretty good to me. Not a bad investment. You see, Sir Lawrence.
Yo, 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 Sir Lawrence, man, that was some poetic consciousness right now, and some teaching up in there. La Perla Negra.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that line. If it's all true, why change the view?
Why indeed?
$40 million melanated body. We are a high commodity.
Indeed.
On the market for their survival. Oh, yeah. We are highly sought after. Sadly to say, our people are the ones that feed into the commercialism, and it's like we're addicted to materialism. So I'll go ahead, keep waking them up. You know, this is dude, I'm in my element. You know, this is my thing. Yes. So
right on.
That's what's
right on. Thank
poetic.
You
know, my brother, definitely an investment. Just like my brother said, poetic consciousness. You always come through with that poetic consciousness, bro. And
this piece is fire, man.
This piece is another one, man. It's really good to wake us up every now and again. I mean, we sitting here having a whole lot of fun, having a good time, and then Sir Lawrence throw the monkey wrench. Well, hold on. You can go back to having your fun. But right now, you got to hear this was being said. And I appreciate that, my brother. Dope, for real, the poet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it real, Flash? Perpetual.
Why do we just believe that we all were slaves?
Okay.
Why indeed?
How many names we been in one generation?
Okay.
If we were telling the story, what color would we be? When we are God's consciousness, perpetual. Yo, that was that piece, bro. That piece spoke volumes to a people that need to hear that. It needs to be heard. It needs to be on repeat. The record needs to skip right there on perpetual. And why do we need to believe that we were slaves? Just nothing else but slaves. Nothing else but slaves.
Nothing
man.
Else.
That was a dope piece, bro. That was a dope piece, bro. Now, who? I hope that you stick around, man, for the pick up your pen, and we're going to see if you're going to be cheating, because I think you cheated the last time. I'm not sure. You got under the radar. You got under the radar. So, Sir Lawrence, we ain't going to hold you, man. We're going to slit you back there on the chair of Knobs Creek. I don't know if the chair is male or female. I don't understand. I didn't name it. You got to get with Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, bro. So, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
females have knobs. I love the knobs
well,
in the female. They are
great
knobs.
Well, that's where I heard it. Hobnob, you understand?
Hey, look, knobs are knobs. Hey,
yeah,
universal.
Hob the
knob. Yeah, hob the knob, bro. Go back on that. Now, going back in and hob the knob, bro.
That's baby.
One love, my brother.
It's totally inappropriate.
Yeah.
No,
yes, it is. That was Joe. All right, Sir Lawrence, man. Get on back there, bro, and hop that knob. You know what it is.
Oh, man.
Baby.
One love. All right.
One love.
All righty, then. So, you know what I'm saying? Let's hope nobody, you know, I'm starting to become clear a little bit, you know. You know, I got to, I hope it ain't one of those terms that, you know, that stem from prison. Because I got a brother-in-law that goes around saying different things, you know, like, hold it open. He yells real loud, hold it open. And
oh,
I think you know what that means. I'm not sure. So,
wow.
So, but yeah, I'll just take knob as, no, let's just move on. Alrighty then. We're going to go to the next caller. Let me do this. Because y'all wasn't ready. Nope. Y'all wasn't ready.
Stop.
Y'all
teasing me.
Hey. Look. What is it about the part that goes ding 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 ding? It's something
it's
about that part, right?
It's good.
He started dancing right when that part happened on the video. That's
y'all, you see that foot go
Man, listen, yo, I don't
pick. But y'all wasn't ready.
Yes, okay.
Y'all wasn't ready. Y'all wasn't ready.
Dude, I remember
Let's
that dance.
Well,
I remember that dance.
Everybody knows
I can do that dance. I can do it. Hey, but listen, y'all. But listen, we're going to bring in our next caller and see what they know about that. Let's have it, Rain. What it do? Welcome to the Soul Cafe.
So I feel like
how
you're trying
doing?
To see how old we are. I'm well. How are you?
I didn't think of that. I didn't think of that.
Tell them, Rain.
He's just trying to see how old we are. That's what it is.
Hey, well, I'm sitting up in here with these two young bucks, and they know what the song is. So, you know, that song
well,
is
I'm
universal.
I'm the same age as Poetic. I know that for a fact. I don't know how old La Perla Negra is.
Oh,
she
man, I thought both of y'all be, y'all are young bucks. Y'all the young bucks.
Y'all young.
Y'all still in your 40s. Yeah, I'm past the century, a half a century, so, yeah.
Okay. I mean, well, you look
yeah.
30, girl. You look good.
Ooh, well, thank you, baby. You look good, too. Girl.
You know. Yes. Thank you.
My girlfriend.
Yeah. That's right. She's to play in the mud a lot. You know, they say mud is good for the facial or whatever. I don't know.
That
hey.
Could be one reason, but we not, you know.
Yeah, facial.
They say
for the facial. Too.
They say.
What? Wait a minute. Hold up. See, this is what I'm talking about. Look.
This why
I'm
you
not
can't
even
get this on the
it.
Line.
Scratch it. Never mind.
I ain't even gonna go there. See, I'm gonna behave tonight. I'm for real. I'm on a fast from flirting. I'm not flirting this week. I'm not talking nasty.
Oh, you already broke that. You already
did
broke that because you've been inappropriate all night.
Nothing.
Yes.
He does that man, didn't he,
The worst thing I said was the VIP, Rain. The worst thing I said was the VIP, and that was, hey, baby. But other than that, I'm behaving myself. I don't care what y'all say. I don't care.
No, you follow Joe's lead.
Telling people to hob on the knob.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know what that meant.
You knew what that meant.
I put my hand on the Bible. I tell you, I didn't know what he meant by that. You know, plus
okay.
he has this old pimp slang type with his like his cadence with his speech. Mm-hmm. So I really didn't get it, you know. But the more I hear
deeper,
from people, the more I'm who did what that?
You digging deeper, bro.
Okay, well, we'll just stop before the hole gets too big.
Can I tell La Perla Negra, I was in the store yesterday, and I almost bought some zingers. And I
wow. Really, Rain?
Yes,
you want to be like that? Really?
Well,
stop
thank goodness
me.
I knew what zinger is.
Funny.
I'm telling you now. Thank goodness.
I almost was like, what the hell?
That's all right. That's all right.
I almost was like, what the hell? But
y'all got me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Zinger is good. Zinger is good. Ain't nothing wrong with a little
that's
zinger
good.
In the morning. Baby, baby. So,
see, he don't went left with it. See, he don't.
I love zingers. I love the raspberry ones. I don't know how many different flavors they come in, but I love the raspberry one. I don't like that white cream.
If we're being honest, those are some of the nastiest cakes that you could ever eat. The icing on top was always hard. It was always hard.
Yeah, you're right. But
oh,
you know
no, what are you talking about, man?
And they
for
was
me,
always
nostalgic.
The zingers. They were always.
Yeah, and no, he's talking about a different cake.
I'm talking about the raspberry zinger. I'm talking about the raspberry one. It got the coconut on it. That's not hard.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
No, that's not coconut. Those are snowballs.
I don't like coconut.
That's
I would never eat that.
I
like
the
coconut raspberry zingers.
Snowball.
Perverts.
Anyway, I just wanted to let you know I thought of you when I saw them.
Ray, thank you.
I'm gonna get her some in all flavors.
She only needs one. All she needs is one flavor, bro. All she needs is
here
one
go.
Flavor.
Here
so
we
baby,
go.
Baby. You know what I'm just saying? All she needs is one flavor, baby. All right, Rain. You know,
I know I'm taking up all your airtime.
No. You'll be taking up 2 points. Deduction. That's what you're going to be doing.
Well,
now you just got.
But
you
I can't. I can't play tonight.
You can't.
I'm going to be listening, but I'm. I have to get my studio together. I got an old business, and I got to rearrange some things.
Okay.
So I'm going to be listening in, but I won't be able to play tonight.
Since you won't be able to play tonight, well, we might as well give you the 3 point deduction right now. Hold on to
it.
All right, we've been busting it up. We busted up enough rain. So what we're gonna do is take your 3 points and the microphone. And Van, what's she gonna do with the mic?
She gonna spit on it. I'm sorry.
Mic check.
The
mic check.
He's rubbing
the mic.
The mic is yours. The mic is yours.
I refuse to fall in love with a poet because I know exactly what he's capable of with this craft that he's continually perfecting and the elaborate imagination he's equipped with. He stays locked and loaded with cerebral mechanisms I mentally and physically cannot defend against. See, I be a sapiosexual and unapologetic word whore. So as soon as he starts fucking my mind with his mouth full of metaphors, he stays violating my psyche with hyperbolistic delivery. Fuck. Even the way he plays with words and the cadence of his diction, it sentences me to life in his poetic, sadomasochistic presence. I intently listen to the way alliteration rolls off his tongue like he's snatching the sanctity of my soul with it, evoking daydreams of how he rolls with it, rolls it slow and deliberate around my clit. I can't take it. He does that shit on purpose, with a purpose, purposely provoking me. See, he's got an appetite for keeping me on the edge. Devours my anticipation, and he enjoys every sadistic moment of it. My mind be screaming at him, slow down, babe. The loving ain't going nowhere. Just let it marinate for a minute before you start plowing through my inhibitions with promises that just might keep if distance wasn't the only thing keeping us from making it a reality. And see, this is exactly why I was saying, I digress. See, he's not the blues in my left thigh. He has become the blues between my thighs because there is exactly 2,086 miles to separate his mouth from these fat honey drip lips of mine. Just a 5-hour nonstop flight so he can lay over and lay under these thick curves ready to deliver the funk just right. Writing poems along the length and curve of his shaft, forcing a gasp with each mushroomed tip kiss of my cervix. He be thick with it. He be deliberate. Firm palms grip the width of these hips, exploring the depths of me. As he got my pink eye open, I was blind, but now I see. See, if I fell in love with this poet, I can't. Shit. Who am I kidding? I might could just be open to it. That's rain for now.
My. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. Umbrella. That was rain. I need an umbrella. La Perla Negra.
My girl, Rain. You always bring it. You said he enjoyed snatching the sanctity of your soul. He enjoys every sadistic sensation. He's the blues between your thighs. The mushroom tip. He be thick with it. Oh, yes, girl, you speak in my language. I love it. I was trying to write down some shit, but you was coming with it. Girl, we got to talk. Well, we're going to talk anyway, but yo, you killed it. You were saying you killed it.
Thank you.
Yes, we all wet right now. We all wet. Poetic.
What?
Yeah, no need for an umbrella.
I'm not wet. I might be hard, but allow me to say this.
Is it real?
I'm gonna act like for real the poet for just a second. Please allow me to lay in the words of your pages. Document every emotion as you describe what's more valuable than wages. Grow me in the knowledge of you through your ink. Give me more reason to think. Think about the many adjectives I can use to describe your beauty and worth. Passionately, I await your next verse of birth. And I'm going to stop right there.
Okay. Thursday about to be interesting.
Y'all
killing it.
listen, this piece, I loved your piece, Rain. I loved your piece. It was amazing. And like I said, I'm not wet. I might be a little hard, but I'm not wet. But
That isn't what I meant.
Dope spit. I don't need an umbrella. I don't mind being wet. For real, the poet.
Bro, you need a condom is what you need, bro. You're pervert. I'm trying to chill up in here with the people
Man,
with the
you
nasty
started
stuff.
It. You
so listen, I did not. I don't know what people are talking about. What are you people talking about? Y'all, man, listen, the woman came in here. Well, she sure did, and my, never mind, almost slipped. Listen, I refuse to fall in love with a poet. I'm a word whore. He plays with words and his diction snatches my soul with it, and I can't take it. See, he's got an appetite for keeping me on the edge. Distance wasn't the only thing keeping us from the heat of reality. See, he be sick with it, she said. He got my pink eye open, she said, and she said she's open to it. And that was that piece. I love that piece, sis. That was just crazy. I wasn't ready for it. I didn't know you was going to come like that after I said I just left Bible studies. You know what I'm saying?
My apologies. That's my latest piece before the next piece for tomorrow night, which is
I'm
a whole
talking about,
nother.
But you ain't got to apologize for nothing, girl.
Not at all.
Girl, if I wasn't fasting right now, but I let my brother speak in my behalf. You heard what he said. I agree.
Y'all
came in here, set it off.
Yeah.
I know there's people in the queue are like, I wish they would shut up so that I could get on the line.
Yeah.
That's what they say, right?
I know.
I'm gonna sit in the corner and just watch y'all.
What's up?
Lockjaw. Oh, damn. What the hell? Okay. So listen, Miss Rain, could you tell us what you got going on in the universe of poetry?
So I am actually, I don't have anything planned. I was going to do a show on Friday, but this week I need to get prepared. I need to get this studio in order, and I have company coming next weekend. My godson's coming, so I need to really just get, I just moved, so I'm still unpacking. But y'all are just definitely, this poetry community is slowing me down. That's all I'm saying. But,
that's a good thing.
Since Sunday's classics and covers was pretty successful and people enjoyed it, there are many, 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 many more songs to do. So I have been requested to do another one. So I might come on Sunday and do that.
Okay. For this week.
Rain, that is not it for this week. That is not it for this week.
Oh, it is not? Well, I'm going
to
let you put that out there because I get to hang with Poetic on Thursday and J-Rob, but I was going to let them put that out there. I do get to remix it up. I get to mix it up with the gentleman on Thursday. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, absolutely. The Get Down. She will be guest co-hosting with me and my brother, and it's the remix, y'all. So bring your one of your pieces, and you have the opportunity to remix it. So, looking forward to having
Kitty girl.
You're going to make me go get a different piece now. I feel like I need to go get a wet piece for that.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord.
Song girl.
Hey, so, Rain,
look, Rain.
Look, Miss Rain, just know this. When you come to the Get Down, there's three words that you cannot say.
Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, you know what?
Baby,
baby.
So, Miss
Whitney,
how
are
you? Ms. Ray, look, we going to put you back there on the chair of Knob Creek. And I said it like that for a reason. I'm going
to
put you back there on the chair of
Knob. I don't want nothing to do with nobody's
knob
tonight.
Y'all
have a good night. I appreciate y'all.
You too.
I'll be
love, baby, love.
Thank you.
One
love
mic.
Love.
Oh,
baby,
man.
Baby. Oh, man.
And an old curtain down over you. Hey, look, y'all. That was some Lisa. Lisa had to give it to at the end of that. Y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Okay.
Y'all ain't ready. Hey, we going to bring on the next caller, y'all. This caller right here is, you know, this caller right here is like one of the, she has the most beautiful, nope, because if I say anything, y'all going to say I'm being nasty. And I'm being a church boy up in here tonight. So we're just bringing her in. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Miss Lips. What's going on, Lisa?
Hello,
Lips?
Everyone. What's going on, hi, everybody?
Lisa Lips.
How
what's up,
are
Lisa?
You?
What's going on?
How are you feeling
I'm
here?
Miss Lips.
I'm good. I'm good. I actually have been kind of hanging out with the Drippers all weekend, so... my mind is in a different space today.
That's all right, bring it.
Hanging with the Drippers.
It's all right. It's
hey,
all right.
Hanging out with the Drippers, girl. Have you been grooving to the music? How you feeling?
I'm loving the music, man. I'm an old radio head. I've been doing this stuff since I was 17. I first started working in radio as a teenager, so I love it.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about. It brings back those old feelings, you know what I'm saying, of when we used to be able to stand on our legs and jam for about 15 minutes straight,
right.
Four or five records. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
You had me in here looking for my old Adidas and my sweatsuit and put my baseball cap on backwards.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you made it over here, Ms. Lips, because this is the place to be. You know, I can't say that. I'm on a fast. All righty then. I don't have too many words tonight because.
Listen, I got two different pieces, and one of them is a little tamer than the other. But like I said, I've been hanging out with the Honey Drippers all weekend, so.
So why be changed now?
Okay, ain't neither one of them gonna get me no stars in my crown, but. But one of them is a little more powerful than the other.
Just do what you like, baby. Do what you like.
Okay.
I did this one in the Drippers room the other day, so I'll bring this one tonight.
All right. Well, listen, Poetic got something to tell you.
The mic is yours.
This is called Beginnings. Where did you come from? You appeared in my inbox wanting to capture my image on film. You said you liked my look and wanted a muse, so I agreed to meet. Then you showed up, looking like silken dark chocolate with the body of a god, and I wanted to submit on sight. I stayed the course of why we chose to meet, but my curiosity, I wanted to taste you. Wrap these lips around your thickness and show you why I earned this name. But it had to be your move. I needed you to make that step. Your easy sensuality oozed heat, and you had already shown my toes what that mouth do. So I knew what to expect, but you still haven't a clue what to expect from me. But you damn sure had no problem showing me that print in your jeans that said I was going to be well pleased. So this time, when you pressed your 6'4 into my 5'3, I pushed back, curving my ample ass into your 9 inches till your body almost cried out. It was then you realized that this wasn't a game. You reached under the dress I deliberately wore to find the G-string I bought just for you. I stepped away and headed for the stairs, swaying hips, the metronome that created the rhythm we would dance to. I reached my room, turned on the fan, and stripped for your pleasure, and you were mesmerized. Your clothes evaporated as you climbed over me, and before you could think what's next, I swallowed you whole. Damn it, I can't give you full treatment yet. You can't know I love this as much as you do. So I slowed my tempo, rolled your head around my tongue, and slowly licked that long vein on the bottom side. And I felt you tremble. So I fell back because I needed you deep inside. You know I've been deprived for a while, so you tried to be gentle, but nigga, I need some savage. So I whispered, make me take it. My wish was your command, so you raised my right leg over your right shoulder, grabbed the headboard, and drilled your thickness as deep as you could. Shit, this was ecstasy. You stirred yourself so it hurt just enough, and I squeezed you tight. Primal moans rose from your chest as you gazed into my eyes, defying me control. You pounded me in punishment, but it was all pleasure for me. I felt your pounding stiffen as your steel was reaching its peak, so I relaxed into my own release. And just when you said, I'm coming, I splashed your belly with my juices. It sent you flying off that cliff head first, and that growl just kept me flowing. Only our first time. Damn, I can't wait to see what happens next. And that's that piece.
Wow. Ooh. La Perla Negras.
Hold on, my Lord. Okay, wait. I was trying to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap these lips around their thickness. Let me show you why I earned this name. You reached under my dress that I deliberately wore, and you swallowed them whole. Shit, nigga, I need some savage. Make me take it. And then you splash your Lord, girl. Hold on. My mouth is watering. I love this. Okay. All right. Yeah, you earned that name, girl. Poetic.
Yeah, that's where I'm at with it. Show me why you earned that name. Don't tell me that you can't give me all of it yet. You can't do all of it. You want me to put?
Gotta hold it back a little bit.
Leg
gotta
over,
keep you coming through.
And grab that headboard and drill you, girl. You better show me why you got that name.
Lord.
Oh my!
I can hear
Vag
written.
Flash?
Yeah, that was a dope piece. I really enjoyed that. Very nasty. And this is what happens when you hang out with the Honey Drippers. I concur. They have a way of changing you. Ooh, my God. For real, the poet.
Yo. She spoke about swaying hips and shit. She said, I stripped for your pleasure. She said, swallowed you whole, slowly, my temple. I felt you tremble. Felt you deep inside, grabbed the headboard and hurt just enough as you gazed into my eyes. I felt you stiffen head first, only the first time. That was our first time. That was crazy. Very, very visual. I got a lot of visuals from that thing and you know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Girl, you need to wash your mouth out with some soap. Oh my goodness.
It is such a turn on to have a grown man call me girl.
Girl, I'm trying to tell you.
Yes. Yeah, baby.
Ooh, that was delicious. Mm-hmm. Yes,
Yes, girl. Yes, it was beautifully nasty. Beautifully nasty. I'll repent. I shall repent. Miss Lisa,
that brown liquor, that Knob Creek brown liquor thing is what got me off. Brown liquor gets me in trouble.
Is that what it is? Knob's Creek is liquor. See, y'all ain't feeling me yet. See, now I told you, the more I talk to people, the more I'm learning.
Yeah, Knob Creek is bourbon.
Okay, see, I'm learning. They didn't want to tell me. I was going to say La Poetic. La Poetic didn't want to tell me. That's why I ain't got to say both their names. Yeah, I just could say one name and it means for the both of y'all. La Poetic did not want to tell me.
No, he didn't just treat us like Ben Affleck and J-Lo. No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Half
yes,
a host. Mm-hmm. Half a host. Half a host. La Poetic.
Half a host.
La Poetic. Hey, Lisa Lips, look, baby doll. I'm going to just say, look, that piece was beautifully written, very creative. It takes a creative mind to formulate such a piece like that. And I respect your pen behind that. Yes, it's erotica, and it was beautifully done. And I like that. It wasn't cheap. It wasn't cheap.
I like the double entendre. I love to play with words. I like to try and be as nasty as possible without saying one nasty word.
I know that.
That's what I'm saying, and that's what I loved about it. So, we're going to put you back there on the chair, slop knockers, or whatever they call it. This is a part of the show. This is the part of the show where I start messing up. I'm telling you, I've had a couple drinks since I've been on this thing. Slob knocker, chill, whatever the hell you want to call it.
Slob knocker is going to show up as something I write.
Get your fine, light-skinned behind back down there, girl. Be careful with Joe the Mind Dancer. He's been drinking that brown liquor. Watch out. Baby.
Oh, Jesus. One love, one mic.
Oh, my God.
One love, one mic, baby girl. Yes. Baby. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm not sure if y'all ready.
In order to play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
Oh, my God. Oh,
nope. They are not ready.
What? I hate this right now.
Look out.
Rock the house, y'all.
Several times. Listen to it from a location midway between the loudspeakers.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3,
bass.
Let's have some fun.
rock the house, y'all.
That's
oh,
what
my
I'm
knee
talking
hurts
about
now.
Right here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you. You have
We're gonna go to
yourself.
Our next yes. caller, baby, baby, the one and only Sincere.
Peace and grace, everybody.
Welcome to the Soul Cafe, my brother.
Yeah. Hey, look, hey, man.
Oh,
I'm bringing ice cubes. Hey, everything's good. I'm bringing ice cubes to the party because you know, I see everybody drinking ice cubes.
Oh.
Need to cool everybody off with that. You need some ice cubes.
Yes, yes, yes. Got my knee hurting now. Put my butt back down. That's what's up. How you doing,
Sin? What do you know about that old school, man? What do you know about that old school, Sin?
Man, oh my goodness, they not ready. Josie Love,
they wasn't ready.
Come on, oh, quit playing.
Yeah.
They wasn't ready.
I want to hear the full. You know the last. This, you, oh my God, I got enough to go around. Oh, quit playing. Fire.
Yeah.
All right, then. So, man, what's going on, my brother? What's going on, my brother? What's happening?
My brother, everything's wonderful. I got a project that's coming, and the Lord is making it happen. So I'm just looking forward to the grind so I can see it finish. It's going to be a historic, true event. So I'm just grateful the Lord put it before me. So don't worry. I'm going to let you guys hear and see it. You guys will see about it and read about it.
All righty, man. Look, prayers of success. Prayers of success from Epiphany Radio to
Absolutely.
You, man, on behalf of what you're doing.
Shalom.
You know.
That's taken. Che, I appreciate that.
All right, man. So, look, we got the Danielle has something to say to you.
Sincere, the mic is yours.
The new black cop since the 70s. You're no longer a member of the hood. If you're killing your own black or brown in between high yellow to red skin man, you're a double agent, official Klan member, working for them and with them to kill me. So why, or should I say we, won't be able to come together when the real war begins? Black Huntsman, thank you for making me see joining a gang was for the white confessor of hate against me. You say all lives matter. You're the new black Klan KKK. You're not my brother's keeper. You work for and with them to slow us down and to destroy the palm stress. We corps, crops, fit valor, 24 to life. Prison need me and you either dead or alive to feed their accounts. You said all lives matter. Dry haters to wet, enriching, snitching, never paid bills. Or then again, if you will, say banging for a hood, the Jews and Hebrews all make sense to me. Eccentric of the new stadium is a walking person. White man wants you out, Klan man, black hooded KK side bitch. You never liked me. Nigga, and you and I have the same enemy within and without the 10-mile radius. The new black cop, Sincere, Afro-Hispanic. That's that piece.
Yo, bro, yo. Let me tell you. That was dope. That was, man, the picture you painted right there, bro. Woo! La Perla Negra.
You know what, Sincere? You're another one that does a lot of conscious pieces that wakes people up. I'll be pissing people off, but I love it. I really love it. You know, I know what you be doing. I'm trying to do it. I'm awake, okay?
I appreciate you. I know
my third eye is open. Trust me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I know what y'all doing. And I love your pieces, man. I really do. Poetic.
I appreciate it.
Hey, bro.
Yes, sir.
Am I for real to pull a Douglas Boss? Bro, hey, bro. Listen, man. Listen. I was waiting for some KRS-One, Black Cop, Black Cop, Black Cop, Black Cop.
Black Cop.
Yo. Dude. That's
the sign of the police.
Yeah,
okay. That's the sign of the peace.
Sir, yes. Hey, man, I appreciate that piece, man. It's very, just like you said, the picture you painted, man. But that line for me was the line where you talked about you not part of the ghetto no more. Because you're killing your own kind, bro. Mm-hmm. That was heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy, as one of my classmates just became a brand new Baltimore City police officer. So, brother, dope ink, bro. For real, the poet.
Yo. Everybody done took the words, man. Everybody done took the proper words that needed to be said right there, man. That was dope, man. You went in only the way you can do that. And you slapped that damn thing, boy. Woo! That was fire, man. Hey, thanks for bringing that piece, bro.
I appreciate you having me. I'm humble. Thank you.
Yeah. Amen. Every time, man. Look, we're going to sit you back there where you can slap or knock your head up on the knocker chair, the knob, whatever they call it.
I got my
hope you got a helmet on.
Who's next?
Hey, one love, my brother.
One love, man.
Put some ice on it.
One love,
mm-hmm.
One
put
love.
Put some ice on it. Baby,
I sure
baby.
Will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, they wasn't ready for Sincere and what he has to offer. You know what I'm saying? They was not ready. I can tell you that straight from the door.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is
Radio.
Your number one hit station in town. This is Sunday. And you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Mm-hmm. That's right. They know who we be.
They know who we be.
I just lose her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just love the way she says the For Real Entertainment Network. You know, she says it with the back of her neck. That's right. Shout out. Hey, we're going to keep things going, y'all. We're going to open up the mic, too. Huh. I was about to say it again, y'all. Half a host. Oh, get down, baby.
What's going on, my brother?
What's happening, everybody? What's going on?
Hey,
Jada, son. What's good, my brother?
What's up, brother?
Hey, man. I've been listening to the show, and I stuck around because you started this off, and you played in the background one of my favorite joints called Old School Flavor by the Treacherous Three. And then you dipped into the show from Dougie and Slick Rick when they did that in 1983, at the Rooftop. And then you dove into a little bit of Rakim from when he did that out in Long Island before he brought it to Brooklyn and did it in Marley Marl's Crib in Queens. And then you did some Joe Ski Love with the Pee Wee Herman for a hot second. He's a one-hit wonder from Park Chester, New York. Then you had the nerve to drop the Bridges Over from KRS, who's just a couple of blocks from our crib when we were all growing up, who talked about MC Shan from Queensbridge, where Nas and the rest of them good brothers grew up and did their thing, who told Marley Marl, "I never said nothing about the Bronx." And he said, "I didn't. I just wanted to," he just wanted to make sure he got on the record before he did Kill That Noise. So I dug where you was taking all this. I'm a hip-hop head, so... I was like, I see where you're going.
They didn't know it. How could I play MC Shan without backing it up with the Boogie Down? You know what I mean? The bridge is over.
Yeah.
Kill that noise.
You did your thing in there, but when you played Old School Flavor though, bro, that right there, that's syncopated. That's MCs who syncopate their lyrics together, and that. I could go on and on, but that's not what we're here for. So thank you for that.
Hey, man. Hey, thank you for coming, man, and having that knowledge of what's going on, you know, musically. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't ready, J-Rob.
Is it real?
They wasn't ready.
Surrender, get off the mic and stay out of the house right now. Now, see, here's something real funny, brother. Here's something really, really funny that a lot of people don't know. Well, I'll do two things for you. One, Raheem from Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five is one of my Masonic brothers, and he's a member of Medina Temple number 19. Secondly, that's the second version of the original version of Flashes on the Beatbox. The original one was done up in Disco Fever back in 1979 and 1980 when they did it live. And then they perfected it when they brought Kevy Kev from Grand Wizard Theater on the fantastic Romantic Five, where Melly Mel took off for a hot second and then became the Furious Lovers. It didn't quite work out and went back to the Furious Five. And then before they split up for the second time and became something else, that's what this record represents. So they did Flashes on the Beatbox again, without Flash really being on the beatbox the way he normally is, but it made for an interesting record nonetheless.
Yes, yes, yes. Since you won that, let me ask you something real quick, something that I always wanted to know, and I haven't gotten the answer so far. Who was doing the vocals when it came to the singing?
Raheem.
Are you serious?
Raheem's actually a very good singer, yeah. Yeah, Raheem was known for doing a lot of falsetto, so he could sing. And when he was younger, he could actually sound like Michael Jackson and whatnot. And then later on, before the Force MDs became that, they were the Force MCs, and Jesse actually sounded more like Michael. But Raheem officially is an outstanding singer. So before he got with Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, he was with DJ Breakout and DJ Baron and the Breakout crew, and then came over to Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, and did the rest is history, because the brother actually not only can really, 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 really rhyme, but the brother can sing his ass off. He did all those vocals. So when you hear, stepped up in the party, but I can't keep from getting on the dance floor, the music sounds so sweet, that's Raheem.
Wow.
When you hear the original, Kelly Mel and Raheem.
Okay. Thanks for clearing that up for me, man. I always wanted to ask that question. And that's dope, bro. That's dope, man. Hey, so look, man, thanks for the knowledge, bro. Thanks for the vibe. And, man, we just going to pass you the mic and tell you that it's yours.
This piece is written for something that I got coming up with Remy Martin, the liquor company, and Jermaine Dupri and the Harlem Writers Guild, called My Beloved Harlem. Dear Harlem, oh, what have we done to you? It's a mystery to me why they want to change your identity and wipe away your history, my dearest Harlem. What have we done to lose you? I remember how we loved you and we never wanted to leave you because of the pale-faced predators that wanted to American Indian you and take you from us. But is that so wrong that we sold you for a song like slaves in iron collars after being bitten by German shepherds and hungry Rottweilers? Oh, my dearest Harlem, oh, what have we really done? Because it feels like we turned our backs on our beautiful daughter and sold out our only son. And I sit by and look around as if to scope, but I'm scared that things may not change. So I rub the tree of hope like Catholics that are praying to idolize clay figures. This gentrified feeling feels like they removed it like greedy gold diggers. My dear, beloved Harlem. Please hear me, sweetheart. Hear me as I say to thee, help me, my dearest sweet Harlem. I'm oh so sorry. I want you back. I want you black, but I want you all to myself, my dearest Harlem. Trust me when I tell you, come back to me and I will love you like no one else. And I've loved you like we always used to love you, signed sincerely, tearfully, apologetically on both knees in front of the Apollo, one of your prodigal sons. Please come back, my dear, sweet Harlem. And that's that piece.
Yo, that was homage. That was pure homage, man. Man, not only to Harlem, to New York itself, man, the Harlem Theater, and gosh, bro, that was dope, man. La Perla Negra.
That was so beautiful. Oh my God. And it's talking about pale faced predators, and you love Tree of Hope, and then you said, "I'm oh so sorry."
Well, there's
apologetic on both knees.
I'm gonna tell y'all, if y'all ever watched, I know everyone did, but if you watched Showtime at the Apollo, and they always said, "Can mm-hmm. people rub the Tree of Hope?" That was mm-hmm. a real tree.
Okay.
That was actually a real tree on 131st Street and 7th Avenue. Back in Prohibition during the Harlem Renaissance, on 131st between 7th Avenue and Lenox Avenue, they called it Jungle Alley. They had speakeasies. They had jazz being played. They had speakeasies. They had obviously prostitution and drugs and hustlers and whole nine, but Jungle Alley is where it was happening before you got to Lenox Avenue, before you went to the Cotton Club, or before you went to Justine's, or before you went to Lenox Lounge. It was the jungle that you went to. But the Tree of Hope, everybody used to stand on that corner or across the street and doo-wop and sing before hitting the Apollo. And Bilbo Jangles Robinson replanted the tree after the first one was torn down for no reason. And then the second one was torn down in the 1970s. But they took the stump and put the stump back into the Apollo where it should have been all along. And that's what's there now. And there's a plaque that's there, and there's an artifact, an art piece that represents what the Tree of Hope used to be. And I wrote this piece because when you walk by the Tree of Hope, you see so many people just walk past it like it's nothing. And it did something to me that so many people don't know the history of why this piece is standing in the middle of the street, because it was a tree that was here that was planted by first set of brothers and sisters that came here from the Harlem Renaissance, and it meant a lot to the community before the neighborhood started to be gentrified. And what hurts even more is the people who gentrify have no idea what the Tree of Hope means. So that's mm-hmm. what the piece stood for.
And
wow, thank
so,
you for that, man.
It was the sincerity in it. It was so beautiful. So, oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Poetic.
Yeah, my brother, that was an amazing piece. I did take notes. You said that it's something you got coming up with Remy Martin and Jermaine Dupri, and I wish you well on that endeavor, bro, and that your gift will make way for you, brother, so you keep writing pieces like this and just continue to watch the doors open up, man. And we're still waiting on your book, bro, by the way. I just wanted to put that up there.
Mm-hmm.
The wait is over, but I'll let y'all know what's happening in a couple of days.
My brother. Awesome. For real, the poet.
But thank y'all. Thank y'all for this.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you, man. You put a lot of knowledge in here, man. You put a lot of knowledge up in this joint, bro. Dear Harlem, it's the mystery to me why they want to wipe away our history. Slaves and collars, hungry Wattwellers. Huh. I rub the Tree of Hope. My dear beloved Harlem, come back to me. Please come back to me, my dearest Harlem. Man, I salute your pen, brother, one more again. That was dope, man. Could you give us a real quick detail of what you got going on this Thursday at Epiphany Radio?
Real quick, because I've taken up enough of your time. Brothers and sisters and everyone within the sound of my voice, Thursday night you need to come to the Get Down. Hosted by Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Co-hosted by Rain. And J-Rob the Wise Son. And we want you to remix one of your dopest pieces. Bring it to us. And let's hear how it sounds when it's been remixed. And when you've put some scientific to it and did something else to it to make it sound like something that we hadn't heard before. Hence, it's the Get Down Remix Edition. And we can't wait to hear what you got coming. It's going to be all that and a bag of chips and a little zugga zugga on the mix. So let's do what we do. We came to do what we do. One love, one mic. Thank you for coming out. God bless and good night.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, brother. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the one and only J. Rob, the wise son of Epiphany Radio. Shababy, baby. Yo, they wasn't ready. They wasn't ready. Hey, coming up next, we got an old, really old friend of mine from the poetry community, Shy Romance. Welcome to the Soul Cafe. What it do?
Hey, everybody. I'm loving the show. It is pretty great.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Hello. Thank you.
Hey, so Shy, what's been going on? Shy, I've heard from you, baby love. It's been a while.
It's been life. And, you know, that writer's block so bad, but hey, it is what it is. I'm constipated. Oh, I was constipated poetically. Now I got diarrhea.
Yeah, Shy said it's been so long, she was ready to do 3 or 4 pieces, y'all. She was ready.
Wow.
She was ready to do 4 pieces. But look, I'm glad that you came back out of retirement. I'm glad to hear your voice and that you're doing well and everything's doing good. Hey, I'm ready to hear what you got since you've been anxious. I'm going to just pass you the mic and tell you that it's yours.
All right. I'm going to do an old piece sign, love, because, again, I have 4 boys. Bad as hell, but okay. The name of this piece is called Be Careful, Black Man. I'm known to be brutally honest and truthful. So in all honesty, I don't know if you should be resigned and conflicted or cautiously optimistic, consciously aware of cultural differences. Because unfortunately, you are going to be an unrepresented statistic and a threat. Armed or not, y'all are going to be considered dangerous just for being black. With Trayvon Martin, a black child who was armed with candy and juice, dehumanization was allowed while y'all was sleeping on truth. The media painted him as being suspicious and vicious, said Zimmerman had the right to stand his ground. Or was it really just the right to shoot another black man down? Michael Brown, Freddie Gray, murdered just because he ran away. Be careful, black man, but don't be afraid. Even though Walter Scott got stopped and shot because his taillight was out. Then there's John Crawford, Jamar Rice, Eric Gardner just broke up a fight. And all of these are black men who were killed. Be careful, black man. I mean, even if you're not from Mississippi like me, to kill a thug, a nigger, some of them simply removed the white sheet, became police, disassembled you strategically, erased your history entirely. They really lynched your asses psychologically. And even today, we're still suffering. Way past 300 years of slavery, never given any retribution mentally, physically, or emotionally. But society wants you to believe that black men are just aggressive naturally. That's some straight up bullshit. But at least I tell you what, at least in Mississippi, the white folks, the crackers, and the Pecklewoods, they hate they niggas openly. Therefore, I can respect that, just like I can respect David Banner for saying fuck that because it's neutral. And now, if I offended anybody and y'all taking this to heart, shoot him a suture. Because I seem to remember me starting off this piece by stating I was honest and truthful. Be careful, black man. But, baby, don't you be consumed by your stage circumstance. Don't you sway. You're a champion and a king like Muhammad Ali. Duck, dodge, and you're going to come out swinging and winning because that's just what the fuck we do. Be careful not to become society's infused, abused, trick and forget. This country was built off of our blood sweat. And while honest truths are being repressed by the aggressor, y'all do still know our kids are being taught in tongues of the oppressor. Remember, if some police can't be trusted to get a man to jail without grave injury or dead brain cells, what makes you think they can be trusted to investigate death? Even if it is their job to serve and protect, y'all know they're scared. Let me tell you why. It's because black men command power, and they demand respect. So instead of violence, I'm going to need you to stab them and kill them with intellect. cut them deep and then throw them a Kotex. I believe in peacefully demonstrating, not violently participating in dumb shit. Because when you do that, they're just going to lock you up, and then you're going to become their new welfare check. They're going to get paid $30,000 plus per head just to keep you housed and fed. And you're not going to be eating no good shit. It ain't worth it. So I need y'all to know your laws and your rights and remember that Black lives really does matter. And so my four boys, Cartez, Christian, Josh, and Chance, it kills me to know that, unfortunately, you guys are going to be an unrepresented statistic and a threat, armed or not. Y'all already considered dangerous just for being Black. Be careful, Black man. And peace.
Why, my. Let me get myself right. La Perla Negra.
That the passion for one, and that the way you read it, that did it for me alone. But the truth in it, you said all the names, well, not all of them, but a lot of the names of the ones that were taken from us forcefully. They are lynching us mentally. They still are every single day. I don't know.
Yeah.
That part about they open, you can respect the ones that openly hate their niggas more so than the ones that hide behind the lies and name. That piece was awesome. Thank you for
Poetic. Thank you guys for having
me. Absolutely. As a Black man, let me say thank you for giving me a reminder of what I need to do, how I need to act, how I need to respond, and how I'm supposed to be treated. Appreciate you for bringing this piece, for just slaying the mic with it. And I'm honored and humbled that you did this piece for us. For real, the poet.
My therapist.
Yo, like I said, it's been a long time, and my goodness, I forgot how you throw down. That was awesome, girl. You got me ready to write some No More Vote stuff right up in here. She said, beautifully honest and truthful, you know, how you are considered to be dangerous, you know. She gave us some names to remember, Michael Brown, Freddie Gray, Eric Gardner. You know, she warned us, be careful, Black man. They removed the white sheets and became police, and even today we're still suffering, Black man. Mm-hmm. You're a champion like Muhammad Ali.
Mm-hmm.
It's their job to serve and protect, nonviolence, participating in dumb shit, or know your laws and your rights. It kills me to know that you are a threat just for being Black. Be careful, mm-hmm. Black man. That piece was in, you said it with so much conviction, but it was just like the title, you know, it was beautifully honest. And you as a Black woman, I felt it being spoke as such. That was dope, sis. That was very dope. I'm going to need you to keep on coming through. You need to keep on coming through, baby. We're here 7 days a week, darling, the same time, same bat channel. You feel me?
Okay, most definitely. I'm here.
All righty then. Once again, that was dope, Shy. Hey, if you can find the event page, drop something up in that joint, okay?
Will do.
All right, darling. We're going to sit you back there on the chair of Knobs Creek, I think it is. And once again, thanks for coming, baby love.
No problem. I'm here to stay.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Shy Romance. We're going to go to the next caller, who happens to be the one and only Jess J, everyone. What it do?
Hey, Jay.
goodness, y'all is bananas. Y'all going crazy up in here. I love it, man.
Hey, Jay.
What's going on, Donnie?
It's all good.
not a whole lot. You know, I'm starting to run low on poems. I've been doing some different things, though. I'm trying to get over to doing these voiceovers, man. I want to go ahead and feed into the talent.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You got that, bro.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm about to start it with my own company. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do your thing, young brother.
Man, the music been real good tonight, too, man. The only thing I missed was a little Public Enemy, but it's all right. Everybody in Public Enemy play.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. I just wanted to take it a little further back. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
But I got him up in here. I just wanted to take him a little further back, man. Hey, look, man, you've been waiting long enough, man.
Yes, sir.
We're going to pass you the mic. And what you want to tell him, Miss Pearly?
The mic is yours.
Appreciate you, La Pearly Negra. There is a pervasive problem of biased violence in our theaters. I think not only black people, but all people have an aversion against the real heart searching in the urban cinemas through the detergent of the silver screen. Now, I'm not saying two people love has been all bad since Romeo and Juliet, but the topic has definitely been beat to death. The story of how he never left, or the man that goes away in death, or she gave everything, including herself. Just two young folks against all the odds. I want to see a movie about the love of people. Not because of Catasta or a villain that is Dick Dastar. I want to see the movie about the love that people have when they live their lives and they look to be neighbors with no hierarchy, no class distinction or wealth inequality. Listen close, people. I propose a movie of epic beauty, of where all men are brothers and all women are our sisters, and we treat them accordingly. A place where all the children are our children, and every adult is a trustworthy shepherd. A movie of how money is meaningless, and being penniless is a figment, and not just based on pigment. If ever this movie gets the green light, this is the movie that would not cost any money. And this is the story we all can star in. In peace.
Yo. Y'all gonna stop coming up in here with your cheating stuff and all that cheating. I had to use the word cheat. I had to use cheat now. What was that last line? What was that last line again?
If this movie ever gets the green light, this is the movie that will not cost any money. And this is a story we all can star in peace.
Woo. La Perla Negra.
You know that's our charge from beloved. You know that, right?
No.
The love of, yeah, you know it. The love of people.
Me.
We are here. We are charged with taking care of one another. The ultimate lesson is to love.
Right.
And a lot of people don't know that. They don't get it. You know, and just, yeah, a movie of epic. When people can come together and look past all this outward mess, I'm trying not to cut, you know, that would be a movie of epic beauty, you know, where every adult is a trustworthy shepherd. I love that line. That piece was really, really beautiful. Thank you for that. Oh, man.
Thank you, sis.
Poetic.
Yeah, Jess J. I think this is like the second time I heard this piece, brother. And I loved it the first time I heard it, man. And it, my opinion is not going to change the second time. I still love it. Because I, too, am stuck on that ending. You know, if this movie ever gets the green light, it's not going to cost nothing. Mm-hmm. And love don't love real love don't cost a thing, bro. It don't cost nothing to just love somebody.
That's
good. So I appreciate you, man, and it's peace, brother.
I appreciate you too, man.
For real, the poet.
Yo, man, what can I say, man? I'd like to just absorb myself in that piece, man. That piece was it touched home so deeply, man, and my longing, my wanting for my people. You know what I'm saying? And somebody did a piece earlier up in here that touched me. Well, a lot of the poets touched me with their pieces, period. I mean, from the last poet, Shy Romance, and then you add this behind that, you know, bro, it's just beautiful piece, man. And like I said, I'm still stuck on the ending because this is a story we all can star in, you know, as a people, man. And not just our people, but everybody, man. I wish there was a story where all of us who take place or space, who take up space on this planet, man, you know, we just were a people, humanity, man. That was dope, bro, and it was beautiful, man. Thank you for sharing that, man.
No, thank you, bro. Thank you so much.
Seriously, thank you for bringing that. That hurt me. That hurt me. Ouch. Hey, look, you got us stuck. You see, you got us stuck up in here, bro. So, what we're going to do is put you back there on the chair of discomfort. I don't know what the hell they called it earlier.
All right. That's my way to get rid of it.
It's probably discomfort now after everybody done drank that bourbon.
That cheap look on.
You ain't got
to sit in that same chair everybody else is sitting in, man. They just sat in it. They wasn't ready to sit in it. They wasn't ready.
I'm going
to
take me another.
Right. They got pushed into it from the sounds of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't going to put you through that, man. Hold up for a minute. Let me take a squat on the sand here.
Oh,
yeah. All right, Jesse, man. I can breathe again.
Yeah, man. You're having too much fun.
Amen. I'm loving every minute of it, man. Hey, but look, we're going to sit you back there. Put a towel down before you sit down. And keep it brown, bro. Keep it brown.
All right, y'all be easy.
Baby.
All right, bro.
One love, my brother.
One love.
Yeah. Yo, man, they came through this joint crazy.
Yes.
I loved every minute of it. Now, boys and girls, I don't know, we had such a good time that we almost forgot to pick up our pen. I ain't gonna forget, but I was just enjoying the poetry, man. As simple as that. But right now, Gray, throw a phrase up out there for you guys that are ready to pick up your pen. And for those who haven't been here and don't know how to pick up your pen, what it is, I'm going to give you a couple of phrases. Okay. Now, for the first time, I'm going to just ask you to use the phrase once in your piece. This piece is going to be a romantic piece. You have until the end of the song to have your piece together. And if you're not finished your piece, you must end your piece with, "And then I took my socks off." Now, these are the phrases. The phrase number one is blowing bubbles. Blowing bubbles. Phrase number two is wishing on a star. Wishing on a star. Phrase number three. She loves me. She loves me not. And for the ladies, it's he loves me, he loves me not. Does everybody have the phrases? Let me unmute. I'm going to unmute people. If you're not participating, when it comes to you, just simply say, "Pass the mic." Okay? To the group of mind dancer.
Amen.
Poetic, Miss Perla Negra, Miss Lips.
Yeah.
J. Rob, the wise son.
Count me in, Pop.
Shy Romance.
I'm in. What phrase you say in with, though?
Say that again.
What phrase did you say you have to end with?
If you're not finished your piece, you say, and then I took my socks off. Now, I'm going to give the phrase one more again. The first one is blowing bubbles. The second one is wishing on a star. The third one is she loves me, she loves me not. If you're female, he loves me, he loves me a lot. I mean, he loves me not. Okay. Boys and yellow ladies.
Gotcha.
Pick up your pens.
I don't know where my baby is, but I'll find him. Somewhere, somehow. I've got to let him know how much I care. I'll never give up looking for my baby.